Jesse.
You must listen to WOY 90.9 FM on the end. Don't touch that dial, Jesse. Keep it locked.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located, please see the Transgender Resource Guide on the SUNY Oneonta website. As always, feel free to reach out to the GSRC with any questions.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 13th, join the GSA for a drag ball fundraiser happening in Mills Dining Hall from 12 to 2 p.m. Also happening on Monday, join the Office of Global Education for study abroad tabling happening in Hunt Union Lobby from 2 to 3 p.m. Finally, join Activities Council for a night of Chuck's Comedy Club happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront. On Tuesday, join Art and Scope for their general meeting happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in Fine Arts 164. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a game of Trivia Tuesday happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Office for Equity and Inclusion for guest speaker Carmen Perez Jordan presenting Collective Heritage, Honoring the Past, Inspiring the Future. This will be happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Great Room of Lee Hall. On Thursday, join the Criminal Justice Club for a game of Jeopardy from 5 to 6 p.m. in Fitz 206. On Friday, join the Activities Council for their general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stocking Room. So happening on Friday, join Badminton for their general body meeting happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Chase. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for their third annual Pumpkin Palooza happening in Miller Plaza from 7 to 10 p.m. On Sunday, be sure to join the Ultimate Frisbee team for their practice happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the intramural fields. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone. This is WONY 90.9 FM, and welcome to the first ever installment of Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie D. Maddie B. And I'm your host, DJ Maddie B. Now, guys, we got some fun and fresh music for you all today. And despite the many troubles I've had getting this all set up, everything is locked. We got to keep it locked, as we know. Today's episode is kind of just going to give you all an introduction into my world of music, as I like to call it, my enigma of music. I really do listen to a wide range of genres, a wide variety, anything from K-pop to some dad tunes, some dad rock. We got some indie rock, all sorts of fun stuff for you guys, and I'll kind of run down all the genres I have for you guys today. So we're going to start off the show today with some classic K-pop. I'm going to let you into my world of K-pop. We're going to start off with my favorite guy group and girl group. But to start off tonight's show, we're going to hit up some New Jeans. We're going to hit up Supernatural by New Jeans. I'm going to try and get this to line up perfectly timing-wise with the aux on my laptop, but I hope that you all enjoy Supernatural by New Jeans.
Come on.
So, guys, what did we think of Supernatural by New Jeans? Now, if I'm not mistaken, that was their most recent release. I believe it was a Japanese release. And as some, or maybe some not, might know, New Jeans is currently on an indefinite hiatus because of some management troubles and some legal troubles. But Lord knows I'm still on their side. The discography is just, it's eclectic, it's wonderful, it's so delightful. I can't get enough of them, honestly, and I can't wait for them to come back if they ever do. So yeah, that's my favorite K-pop girl group. But then we get on the flip side here. We're going to listen to some Stray Kids. Now, if you know me, if you know Maddie B, you know I dig some Stray Kids. Me and my roomie, Maddie Dubs, went to Toronto, saw them in concert. Actually so incredible. They were so good. Such talented performers. I love their music. Some of their more recent stuff I can't say is my, you know, number one favorite, but take it back to No Easy, take it back to Maxident. I'm so there for it. I'm incredibly there for it. So up next, we have Can't Stop with two members of the group, Seungmin and IN. This is Can't Stop, Seungmin, IN from Stray Kids. I hope you all enjoy. give it up for Sungmin and IN from Stray Freaking Kids, guys. So, I bet you're all sitting there thinking, man, I'm not a K-pop fan. What am I doing here? And that's why kind of we're going to switch. We're going to do a big genre switch here. We're going to go from K-pop to, you guessed it, show tunes. Here come the show tunes. Obviously, I have an hour only these nights, so I can only do so much. But we're going to take it back to what is, for me, essentially a classic. I grew up on this movie / musical. It's a jukebox musical soundtrack. If you know me, you know it. It's Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia, as Mamma B would say. Shout out Mamma B for raising me on the soundtrack. It's incredible. Meryl Streep, I love you if you're listening. Yeah, shout out Mamma B. And before we really dive into this, I want to encourage my listeners out there, if you're interested in being on air, give us a call always. It is 607-436-2711. That's right. If you want to call WONY 90.9 FM, call 607-436-2711. I would suggest we do it after this next song, just so we don't get too clunked up here. But up next, we're going to be listening to Money, Money, Money by Meryl Streep and the rest of the cast from Mamma Mia, the musical movie soundtrack. Again, shout out Mamma B. And here we go, folks.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay.
Ain't it sad?
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.
In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. To find, but I can't get him off my mind.
Ain't it sad?
And if he happens to be free, I bet he wouldn't fancy me.
That's too bad.
So I must leave. I have to go to Las Vegas. I'm on the call and win a fortune in a game. My life will never be the same.
Guys, that was Money, Money, Money from Mamma Mia. Oh, I see we have a call coming in. Let me pick that up quickly. Never mind. They hung up. But yeah, so that's kind of my musical theater side of myself. I love me some show tunes. If you didn't know, I was in a production of Mamma Mia many eons ago. I did play the one, the only Donna Sheridan. If you saw it, you saw it. If you didn't, I'm sorry you missed that. But yeah, we're going to do another genre flip here, okay? We're going to get through as much as we can tonight. Oh, I see we have a call coming in. One second, folks. Thank you for calling WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Would you like to be on the air? Okay, perfect. Just one second. As a reminder, no indecency or obscenity on air, please. One moment. All right, can you hear me? Oh, keep talking.
We wanted to thank Maddie B for Mamma Mia.
Oh, my goodness.
And keep on playing those awesome songs.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you very much.
One second.
That's okay. That's okay. My first time picking up a caller, how nerve-wracking.
All right.
Say that again.
I just wanted to say that Mama B says thank you to Maddie B for playing Mamma Mia.
Well, of course. And thank you so much for tuning in this evening.
Very much.
Thank you for all that you do.
All right.
Keep on spinning.
You have a great night. Thank you so much for calling in.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. Well, guys, that there was Mama B. Sorry for the technical difficulties here. That was my first time picking up a caller on air. Always a little nerve-wracking, but we got through it. But yes, on to this next genre flip here. We're going to hit some dad rock, okay? And I had my father, Papa B, send in a song. But I'm realizing with the time crunch we have this evening, I might need to save it for my second edition. We're going to have to save it for next week. But in the meantime, I did pull up a song here. And he already knows the song's going to be because this song, when you hear it, and this is going to happen to everyone that's listening, it will never leave your head. This song is so good. And you guessed it. This is Athena by The Who. All right, guys, get ready for Athena by The Who. give it up for Papa B for giving me the best music recommendations. I swear. And not to say that mothers do not do the same, but if you just need some classic rock to get down to, if you've got a dad in your life, doesn't even need to be your own, hit them up, because I swear they're going to give you some of the most incredible tunes you've ever heard in your life. But if you need some like dance music, you need some rave music, you need something fun and lively, that's when you hit up the mothers. Mothers of the world, thank you for your music. Fathers of the world, thank you for your music. And for everybody in between, thank you for being you. And also for your music. But we're going to hit up another genre switch, but it isn't so much genre as it is, I want to say, decade. This is going to be some more contemporary, some more indie rock, some more alternative rock. Although I'd say maybe this artist would be more considered maybe alternative pop. But coming up next, you guessed it, this is going to be Ricky Montgomery. Now, shout out once again to my roommate, Maddie W. Because once again, this is my concert, but it's my partner in crime. We're going to all these concerts all the time. And that's just one thing you need to know about us. The Maddies are going to concerts, okay? And we saw Ricky Montgomery in Albany at Empire Live. Shout out Empire Live. You guys are incred. That was a great show. But we saw Ricky Montgomery there. Absolutely incredible set. The opener, Rabel, also incredible. But I'd say this next song has it's probably my favorite song by him. If not, maybe tied for first. But coming up next, we're going to hear Don't Say That by Ricky Montgomery. This is Don't Say That by Ricky Montgomery.
Tried and tried, you know it's all. so bad. I mean.
All right. What did we think about Mr. Ricky Montgomery now? I mean, me personally, I dig the discography. I mean, really, he's got some bangers. So if you've never listened to any Ricky Montgomery, I highly suggest that. You could start off with any of his albums. I'd say you can't really go wrong with that music. We're going to take it back to early 2000s right about now. Ricky is kind of giving, he's very modern. He's come out with music now. He's in the now. We're going to take it back to the early 2000s now. Now, if you've never listened or even like seen Imogen Heap, given the song, given the way she creates music, when you see her, it might not be what you would expect. But not only is she just incredibly talented and musically gifted, she's so intelligent. She's inventive. She's doing new things that we haven't seen in music before. She's coming out with interactive gloves you can use to create music. It's just, she's absolutely incredible. If you haven't checked out any of her music, that's going to be my next suggestion. So you go and see Ricky, and then you're going to go over and go see Imogen Heap. Okay, that's Imogen Heap, Imogen Heap. And this next song we're going to listen to, it's giving more alternative. It's got some more electric elements to it, some more, I don't want to say EDM, but it's very much techno. It's very much electro, okay? It uses lots of, like, complex harmony. I could talk about this for hours, but we only have 1 hour tonight. So, guys, next up, we're going to be tapping into Headlock by Imogen Heap. That is Headlock by Imogen Heap. I hope you enjoy.
Distant flickering, screen of scenery, this weather's bringing it all back again. Great adventures, faces in condensation, I'm going outside to take it all in. You say too late to start, got your heart in a headlock. I don't believe any of it. You say too late to start with your heart in a headlock. You know you're better than this. Do something out of step. Throw a stranger an unexpected smile. With big intention, still posted at your station. Always on about the day it should have flown. You'll sit too late to start. Got your heart in a headlock. I don't believe any of it. You'll sit too late to start. With your heart in a headlock. Got your heart in a headlock. I
Now, what did I tell you guys? I told you that was going to be a spiritual experience. Her music, again, I mean, if I start, I'm just going to keep talking. But suffice to say, the music is so good. I mean, it speaks for itself, literally. So, yes, that was Headlock by Imogen Heap. Now, guys, we are going to take it back to present day. Take it back, actually, 2 years from now. So, given, I think, 2023. This is off of her debut full-length album, Juno Deluxe. This next song is going to be by Remy Wolf. And before we dive into that, this is... She's arguably my favorite artist. I mean, I haven't heard a song of hers yet that I'm like, I mean, it's truly no skips. These albums are no skips. They're all incredibly different. They all have stories to tell. The visual media that she releases alongside of it is just, it's breathtaking. It's visual. It's impeccable. So, I mean, I'm essentially just like glazing a bunch of artists this evening. I mean, that's basically what I'm doing, but I haven't yet seen Remy Wolf in concert. That is on my bucket list. I almost saw her maybe in New York City, maybe in Toronto, but it just hasn't worked out for me. But like, fingers crossed that is coming soon, because that's definitely a bucket list artist of mine to see. I absolutely adore her. I stand for everything that she stands for. And again, the music speaks for itself. So open your ears, sit back, relax, and get ready for the experience that is Remy Wolf. Here comes Liz by Remy Wolf.
Sexy little mama, just like her daddy taught her. She don't seem the same since she working on the corner. Hope she don't fade away. Hope she find another lover.
It's bringing me right back to when I first listened to that album. I mean, just incredible. Again, speaks for itself. I'm not even like the biggest fan of, not that I don't ever like auto-tune or like too much like mastering or mixing on a track. It's not that I don't enjoy like that kind of stuff, but like her and her producer, Jared Solomon, aka Solomonophonic, like Oh my gosh. Like, they just do it so perfectly, so tastefully. Her voice, I mean, is just to die for. I mean, watching her perform live, that's, I mean, I haven't seen her live, but I mean, the videos, she's just incredible. If you're interested for a good live performance, you should watch her on Jimmy Kimmel's show. I mean, that was incredible. Just saying incredible a lot this evening, because that's what we have on these tracks, this medley, this mix this evening. So now we're going to jump back about 12 years, 2011. When Vices and Virtues by Panic at the Disco came out. Now, one thing you should know about me is that in middle school, Panic at the Disco was centerfold. Guys, I mean, this was all I listened to. And we started off with Death of a Bachelor. I mean, that was the first album of theirs I listened to. And then I took it back a bit. And then this album, it clicked. I mean, this is so good. I like their older stuff more. I mean, I think Death of a Bachelor is arguably maybe their most popular album. But I mean, I think this takes the cake for me, this whole album. And the song that I have chosen for you tonight from this album is Let's Kill Tonight by Panic at the Disco. Once again, Let's Kill Tonight from Panic at the Disco. I hope that you enjoy. If I retreat. I mean, come on. That bridge to outro combination is absolutely lethal. I mean, the synth string, everything about that. I mean, the composition of that, the way they put everything together. There's so many elements. It's kind of techno. There's some orchestral elements. It all works so beautifully together. But obviously for my listeners at home, for some people, like, they're like, whoa, that was a lot. That just, like, took a lot out of me, because that is a lot to listen to. There's a lot going on. There are many layers, many tracks. So we're going to kind of wind it down now with some of my more, you know, tranquil artists. Not to the, all the tracks they put out are tranquil, but we're going to take it from some techno kind of indie alt there. We're going to take it over to some jazz, some modern, you know, jazz, okay? And if you don't know modern jazz, you should maybe hop on the Leve train, spelled L-A-U-F-E-Y, Leve. I mean, I have playlists full of just all of her songs, because that's the type of music where you could be doing anything. There's a track for it. I mean, oh, I'm doing homework, I need something to relax to. Okay, we got a track for that. Oh, I got to take a shower, I need something to sing to. We got you covered. Okay, that's what Leve is here for. That she's got that modern jazz kind of, she's doing a modern jazz twist on everything. I love what she does. I've seen her in concert again with, you guessed it, Rumi, Maddie W. We saw her at the Eastman Theater. Just incredible, especially in such a beautiful historic venue. Shout out Rock City. She was just actually just fantastic, actually fabulous. So next up, we are going to listen to, just to help us wind down from that last track, Beautiful Stranger. Okay, that is Beautiful Stranger by Leve.
Beautiful stranger sitting right there, looked up at me and my dark curly hair, looked back for a second, didn't want to be rude. I tend to fall in love on the tube. Beautiful stranger sitting right there, reading a newspaper stuck to his chair. I swore that he smiled and I felt my heart drop. Heard the doors open, came to my stop. What if I hadn't left the train at Ladbroke Grove? Would I know his name? Maybe we would have exchanged a few words. Have to remain a stranger until I see him again. See him again. Mm-hmm. Beautiful stranger catching my stare. It's fate we collided right then back there. I wonder if he felt the same.
Wasn't that just beautiful? I mean, I'm a jazz enjoyer. I know for some people jazz has a bad rap. I don't know, and I really couldn't tell you why. But I mean, that's just beautiful. I don't know how someone could listen to that track and go, eh, bah, don't like it. Oh my gosh, like, do you not like beauty and magic and whimsy? I mean, that's really the question. That's what it comes down to. Beauty, Magic, and Whimsy. And I mean, you guys are all my beautiful strangers, no? Come on, guys. You guys are all giving beautiful stranger right now. And even if I know you're still a beautiful stranger, okay? Again, we're going to keep winding it down with some more chill tunes. Now, not to say that this next one is chill in every aspect. This one builds, it crescendos, if you will, for my musicians out there, it crescendos, okay? And we're going to tap into some Gaelic roots, okay? We are listening to, you guessed it, Hozier. It is time for Hozier. It's Hozier time, okay? And shout out to my favorite cousin, Lydia. Lydia texted me and she said, girl, you better play some Hozier for me. Probably should. And I said, oh, don't you worry. I already have it lined up. Don't even worry your little head about that. So guys, I feel like I might butcher this title. I will spell it out for you because I think everyone should look this up. But next we are going to listen to DeShelby. I really hope I'm saying that right. This is DeShelby/Shelby part one by Hozier. To spell it for you, DeSelby part one by Hozier, and I hope that you all enjoy.
Of a darkness so deep that God at the start couldn't bear, and sit unseen with only the inner appeal. Your reflection can't offer a word of not knowing yourself, but all mirroring gone from the world, but still the mind rejecting this new empty space fills it with something. Or could I be to God? Or why he would do what he's done? Well, there's sort of a circle, ach, tag is no snai, train the kayla, the kayla, clay, clay.
About the rest of you guys, but one thing I particularly enjoy about listening to an album in its entirety is continuity. Like, that track right there, obviously it's called Part 1. There's DeSelby Part 2. And obviously they can do this with editing and mixing, mastering, whatever. But the way that it transitions from Part 1 to Part 2 is... I just can't even. That's why I really do like listening to albums in their entirety. I think that works are better when they're put in context, obviously. And that has to do with, you know, album cover. I mean... all the songs, they all tell a story. They're typically works that are meant to be listened to together. Not to say the singles, you know, don't exist for a reason. People like singles for a reason, but I love listening to an album in its entirety. And to end off this evening, I've decided that the way I want the show to work is I will give you all a piece of me and I will leave us with all with something to share. So the last song I have, Reference 20, I know you're all crying at home, like, no, like, don't end the show, don't end the show. I'm like, oh, I feel the same way. But I'm going to leave us all with something new, including me. This next and final song is by artist Moon Panda, and the title is Lost World from their album Dumb Luck. So without further ado, let's all learn something new. Let's all get a new tune stuck in our head, shall we? So that there was Lost World by Moon Panda. Now, I'll tell you what, for my people at home who do not have the music pulled up, that's okay, not a requirement. You're going to pass the test either way. From the looks of it, I would not have expected that sound, but I must say I am more than pleased with that. That was so good. And you know what? I'm adding this to my playlist for sure. This is going into my Enigma of Music playlist 100%. That was spectacular. Props to you, Moon Panda. I'll have to listen to the rest of the album. Again, that was off of album Dumb Luck from this year, came out this year. But I hope that you all have taken something away from this, whether it be a song, whether it be a new artist that you want to tap into, I mean, obviously, I really enjoyed it. This has been the first episode of Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie B with your host, DJ Maddie B. As I said earlier, Maddie D, that was a mistake. It is Maddie with a B. I can't thank you all enough for tapping in, for tuning in wherever you are, sending you love, sending you all the hope that you need to get through the rest of your week. And I hope to see you all next week. Again, this is Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie B on WONY 90.9 FM. And I hope to see you next week from 6 to 7 p.m. Everyone, have a great night.
Be someone who doesn't know your middle name. Yeah, yeah. Eyes in the back of my head, breath sucked back up into my lungs again. I used to think that every word you said was a little gift that I'd unwrap and then start dreaming about the next one I might get. Call me if you feel something. If you want me to make you feel.
I know going through finals could feel like this. Well, hopefully listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden, and I only cried for 20 minutes.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. With the